We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Each Wednesday at this time, we bring our guest on, Joy Murdoch, and we love having him on to talk about the news of the day and also reacting to the culture and the sense of the direction of this country. He's a Fox News contributor, nationally syndicated columnist, and he's here again with us today. Joy, welcome back to the show. Love having you back.
Oh, Andy, it's great to be with you.
You know, I wanted to give you an opportunity to comment. I mean, of course, you're not in the Midwest right now, but we are out here working to put diapers on the bottoms of babies. And we have had so many people who have come out here to support this very local need. And to me, it's striking how much people in the middle of their day can help other people just directly. There's no intervention. There's no big system. There's no program. It's just real people sharing $7 out of their wallet to buy a box of diapers or a package of diapers and to help people in need. And I just wanted to give you the opportunity to comment on that and how maybe that's missing from a lot of the political messages that we often hear from people who want to get elected in office.
Well, I think you bring up a very good point, which is what a lot of us call civil society. And that is what people do to help each other in their neighborhoods with their friends who are near them, people who with whom they share religious faith or a particular cultural interest, whatever it is. And we often talk about, you know, this helping out with this welfare effort or food stamps or whatever it might be. But a lot of things happen in the private sector, from helping people in disasters like our friends in Florida who are suffering. As soon as the winds die down, you will see people going down there to help rebuild. You'll see people donating to the Red Cross and other groups that are on the ground. I happen to be a big fan of dogs. I very often get in touch with the dog shelters in that area and see if we can help with the dogs who are suffering down there in other places. Anytime you see man-made disasters, terrorist attacks, people step in and help out. So this is something where the goodness of people's hearts often will come out to assist well ahead of the government, well ahead of any public assistance. And this is something that, going all the way back to Alexis de Tocqueville's Democracy in America back in the early 19th century, when America was a young country, he saw the tremendous amount of civic organizations and private groups who were helping other people in need well before we had the Great Society and the New Deal and all these other kind of government efforts.
DeRoy, you know, when I'm thinking about what this type of civil society here is showing up today, as we're in St. Charles, Missouri, at the Ruler Foods to support this diaper drive, I'm thinking about how kind people are being when they're like, these are everyday people. That a lot of people who come here maybe have never heard of 97.1, they've never heard of the Andy Fry Show. They see that there is a need and they're going into the store, they're coming out with their groceries that they came to buy and an extra package of diapers and leaving it at the front door. But across the country, you know, the conversation, the national conversation, is very divisive. And it's one that makes us think that we shouldn't talk to each other. We shouldn't look at each other's needs. The political rhetoric is incredibly hateful. And it has consequences. It has consequences on a civil society. I'm curious, you know, somebody who covers what the media is doing and pays attention to what politicians are doing, is that a purposeful thing by the people who get to control the messaging and the narrative to keep us divided so that we kind of stay in our own quarters and maybe don't work to help each other as much?
Well, there's certainly a segment of this country, I think, among the far left, which is not really interested in seeing us get together. What they want, as hardcore Marxists, and these are cultural Marxists as opposed to the typical sort of economic Marxists of the old days, Marxists love struggle, whether it be the class struggle, a classic class struggle of the 19th and 20th centuries, or more of a cultural struggle today. And so you get people like the critical race theory folks who say that, well, if you're white, you're an oppressor. If you're black, you're a victim. And A is not going to help B. B is always going to be suffering at the hands of A. And if you repeat that stuff over and over, and especially if you start pumping it into people's kids' heads in elementary school, then you're not going to expect to see white folks be nice to black folks or black folks be nice to Hispanics or anybody else. And it's just going to be this constant effort for us to be at each other's throats. And there's some people who I think love that. They want to see eventually all sorts of struggle, of strife, acrimony, and potentially revolutionary situations. So the last thing they want to see is white people showing up somewhere and buying diapers maybe to help black kids, or maybe black people showing up and helping out low-income white people, whatever it might be. I think there's a very warm, positive, loving sense on the part of most Americans, but there are a lot of people out there who don't like that, and what they really want is to see us basically fighting with each other and hating each other. And the more we tell those people to back off and leave us alone, the better. And I think that's part of what's on the ballot in November.
Yeah, I do too. Jory Marduk with us right now, nationally syndicated columnist, Fox News contributor, founding member of Project 21. You can learn more about Project 21 at project21.org. Jory, when we're 41 days, I think, away from the election, it's right around the corner. There is a difference between one side of the aisle that wants to, you know, put the responsibility and the risk and the consequence and also the success and leave it to the American individual to decide for themselves which direction their life is headed. And then another side would like to make a lot of those decisions for you and provide for you security with the price of some of your liberty. In your assessment of what you've been following and covering as we approach the midterms, do you think that the American people are paying attention to issues right now that understand that it does matter who represents you in these elected offices, and that maybe there's a change that's necessary?
I think people are paying attention to that. I think people understand it. You've got one party, as you say, the Republican Party, which wants to see people free, prosperous, and as best they can, taking care of themselves. And then you've got the Democrats on the left, which continue to raise taxes, spend money like crazy. They've launched this tremendous inflation problem from which we're suffering. That has then led the Fed to have to raise interest rates, which is slowing down the economy even more. And then you've got Democrats voting for tax increases, which is the last thing you want to see in a recession, which they created. And on top of that, they're not happy just impoverishing us, but they want to spend every waking moment telling us what to do. You've got these bans on gasoline-powered cars in California that's spreading around the country. Then they're talking about, well, you know, we really don't need air conditioning. Maybe we can get rid of that. Efforts to control people's thermometers. So you've got this other party which is impoverishing us, pitting us against each other racially, and taking away our freedoms, and instead replacing them with orders that they want to bark at us from when we wake up and get out of bed until we crawl back into bed at night. And that's really what's on the choice, what the choice on the ballot, between freedom and prosperity, or poverty, strife, and lack of our freedom and increase in command and control.
Jory, before I let you go, I know you're in New York City, and I know that you understand fully the crime problem that exists there. You know, we're in St. Louis. I live in Illinois. They have the Safety Act that is supposed to go into effect on January 1st, which is a no cash bail bill that the supermajority of Democrats there said that they wanted to put in play. And they've got a Democrat governor that signed it into law. I'm curious if crime is as much of an issue across the nation, if you think that this is going to be a deciding factor in how people just choose to vote in November.
I think crime will be a huge issue. The polls I've seen, it's usually issue number two or three. It's way up there, and every day more so. I mean, you turn on TV, and we've got all these security cameras and Ring cameras on people's front lawns and so on, and front porches, I should say, and you just see endless mayhem. And it's not just, you know, one gang shooting another, or a drug deal that goes bad, and you have two drug dealers killing each other. You've got people, this happened just on the subway in New York. This woman was on her way to work, and some guy tried to talk to her on the subway. She didn't respond, and so he grabbed her, threw her against the wall, kicked her, beat her, broke her ribs. She may lose her eyesight now. This is some supposed homeless guy who's been arrested 7 times already, let back on the street over and over and over again. You've got these prosecutors who don't want to prosecute. You've got people, like you say, Governor Pritzker, who has just signed this law, which is going to take a lot of felonies and basically decriminalize them. And you'd think that it'd be one thing if this happened right after George Floyd. But after everything we've seen, after we've seen the disastrous results of defunding and demoralizing cops, that this late in the game, Illinois would decide, hey, let's double down and do even more of this. You know, it'd be bad enough if they did this, you know, with the smoke coming from the embers of the George Floyd riots. But 2 years later to do this, after all this mayhem and this explosion of crime, for them to do that is just mind-blowing. And I think the people who voted for that in Illinois ought to be sent back to the private sector. I hope Pritzker loses his bid for re-election. And the Democrat left, not the right, is the Democrat left pushing this be nice to crime, you know, hug a thug kind of policy. Those people need to be voted out of office, and we need to return to law and order. It's not going to happen with Democrats. It will happen if we have law and order Republicans elected to office in November.
Dorie Murdoch, we are always grateful to have you on the show. Today is no different. Thank you so much for spending some of your afternoon with us.
And good luck with your event today. Thank you.
Thank you. We're having great luck. Dorie Murdoch, a nationally syndicated columnist, Fox News contributor, founding member of Project 21.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.